High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, Community Medical Center, Dr. Chick James, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Lifetime Vision Center, Runza, Stat Brothers, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, MERS Farm Equipment, and Din's Country Meat.
Welcome to the Rural Activity Center. It's Class D2 Sub-District Basketball Finals action here tonight at the Rural Activity Center. I'm John Nixon, all with you here tonight as the Sahar Irish will be the host team, the home team, and they will take on the Sterling Jets. It's the 1-8 in this sub-district. The winner moves on to district play probably Saturday, and then the right to go to the state tournament. Two teams coming here tonight. Sahar record, 15 wins, 7 losses on the year, while Sterling comes in with a record of 7 wins and 13 losses. Two teams met back earlier this year, the opening night of the season, and Sahar won that game. 58-31 was the final in that season opener at Sterling this year. So the Irish hold the advantage, one game to them, which means absolutely nothing for this one. Tonight, you win, you move on. Sahar, in all likelihood, would get a wild card with a loss here tonight, but they certainly don't want to depend on that to get on to the next round and keep their hopes alive of going back to the state tournament. We'll take a two-minute timeout to come back and give you the starting lineups for tonight's game on KTNC.
Stat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Stat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Stat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting required.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight. First of all, for Coach Andy Sadoff and his Sterling Jets tonight. His starting five will include 6'2" senior Sam Bolt. He averages 17 points and 8 rebounds a game on the year for the Jets. Garrett Heyer, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds a game, is a 5'9" junior. Cody Garacki, he is a 5'11" junior. Cody averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. Carson McCullough, a 6-foot sophomore, averages 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Andrew Richardson, a 5'11" junior, averages 9 points and 3 rebounds per game for the Sterling Jets going into tonight's action. For Sahar, Coach Doug Gulch tonight, he's going to go with point guard Jacob Jordan, averaging 7.9 points per game, with over 100 assists on the year now for the junior guard. Jake Freshel is a 5'10" junior, averaging 6.1 points per game on the season for Sahar. Kyle Bauman, a 6'1" senior. Kyle, averaging 2.8 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Jack Figner, the 6'3" senior, the leading scorer for the Irish, 13.9 points per game and 7.7 rebounds per game. And Brogan Nocturne, a 6'3" junior, Brogan averaging 10.4 points per game and 5.8 rebounds per game and leading the Irish in three-point shooting at better than 41%. Back after this 90-second break on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center. They're about to introduce the starters to the fans here tonight at the Rural Activity Center. On the minor of eight tomorrow night, we'll be out here at the same time, 7 o'clock tip time. It's Girls District Finals tomorrow night. Fall City Safe at Heart, number 2 seed in the reseeding of the district. They will be taking on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders tomorrow night out at Odell. That's 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night here on KTNC. So we invite you to join us for that game tomorrow night here on KTNC. Over on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night, we'll be following the Auburn Bulldog girls as they are in action against the Sydney squad tomorrow night at 6 o'clock out at Kearney, at Kearney High School. Sterling Jet girls are in action tomorrow night. They will be in action also out at Kearney. They'll play at Kearney Catholic tomorrow night. That will be a 6:30 game, taking on Juanita Palisades tomorrow night at Kearney Catholic High School. So we wish the Lady Jets good luck tomorrow night as well. Next week, girls' state tournament action for some classes, B, A, and B, begin on Tuesday. Class D2 will begin on Wednesday next week. So here we go. Safe at Heart, the home team, obviously the number one seed. Sterling, the Jets in that maroon and yellow, and ready to go here tonight. Stepping into the center circle to jump it up is going to be Garrett Heyer, a 5'9 junior. Is that right? I turn around, young man. That's going to be Sam Bolt. There you go, 6'2 senior. Bolt will jump it up against Figure, a 6'3 senior for the Irish. Sam Bolt going right to left to the west bucket in the first half. And Bolt will control the tip, and it goes back to Cody Garacki. Garacki will push the ball back to Bolt. Bolt off to Richardson on the right side. Back to the top and a three-pointer on the mark. Off and good. The bank is open to start the ball game. So a three-pointer from McCall and Jordan for the answer. The other end up no good. Knock to go with the rebound and good to go. Figueroa with the rebound and the putback for Safety Hart. So that first basket by Carson McCall for the Sterling Jets. So here we go, back to action on the Sterling end here. Well, that was a quick start. As we said, he shot from the top of the key and banked it in at the other end. And Figueroa will reject an effort on the right side, going down the free throw lane. Batted out there by Figueroa, and it was put up there by Heyer. Now Heyer will trigger from the baseline. Right side of the floor, in corner up, off the mark, no good by Bolt. Rebound brought down by Freshel. He moves up the other way. Leaves it back for Jordan. Jake down the middle, dishes off left side, jumper, 10 feet up and good, finger. Puts the Irish ahead now, 4-3. Jordan with another assist and another bucket for Finger. He's got two to start the ball game, 4 points already. Here's a three-pointer at the other end, up off the rim, no good by Bolt. Rebound, Fowlman had it, and he ends up being fouled. Foul on the Jets will go on Carson McAuliffe, his first team foul number one of the ball game. So the Irish have it, and let's see, what are the Jets doing here? They're playing man-to-man defense, it looks like. Yes, they are. Off the right side, Freshel into the paint. Gets in there, gives underneath, and it's knocked to go up and good on the right side of the basket. So the Irish taking advantage of their size underneath right now. Couple of 6'3 players in there, and they're up 6-3 early on in this ball game. Both out top, works against Jordan as the Irish play man-to-man. Richardson inside, the pass got by, knocked it, got a piece of the shot, put up there, and now it's Figner coming the other way. Figner out to Jordan, down to Freshel on the inside, back to Figner. Right side of the free throw area, down the lane, left hand, up, no good, whistle and a foul. Will put him in the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Andrew Richardson. Andrew's first foul. And now the Irish inbound. That's not a shooting foul before the shot. Bringing in the middle of the ball in the paint. He dribbles out of there. Gives it to Jordan. Jacob down the lane he goes. Right side floater. Won't go. Tipped it up. No. Rebound to Bauman. Out to Freshel from 12 feet. No. Rebound to Bauman. Back up and he got her to go. So the Irish holding the boards right now. Foul with a couple of offensive rebounds there. And here come the Sterling Jets down by 5. 8-3, 5.5 to play. Left side of the floor to Heyer. Back across court to Richardson. On the right side, looking it back over to the middle to Bolt. Bolt goes to the high post there to McAuliffe. McAuliffe down the lane, gives the ball off, and off the glass, up, dropped the ball. Sam Bolt got it back, threw it off the glass, it went in. And we got a timeout called by Sterling. A 30-second break, down 8-5. We're back in 30 seconds on KTMC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8-5, Sagan Hart with the lead in the basketball here in the first quarter. The Sagan Hart girls are arriving. They must have had their practice over now. And apparently, the theme for the girls tonight is pajama night for the cheering section for the boys. The boys were at the beach here the other night when the girls were playing. Here's a dump off underneath from Figner across the lane to Freshel for two more. Figner the assist. Freshel his first buck of the night, and it's 10-5, the Irish lead. To the front, to the high post, the ball goes to McAuliffe. Back out to the top for three, in and out, no good by Bolt. Rebound grabbed up by Kyle Fowlman again. Up the floor, Jordan moving around, went around the back, stopped, leaves it back. Freshel whips it to the corner, and he just figured for three on the mark, no good. Hit the rim, knocked to the rebound, in the middle to Fowlman, left it short, and the rebound picked off by the Sterling Jets. So Figner with the rebound. And now the Jets go the other way with it after the miss. Richardson free throw circle, moving left, dribbles into the middle, passes off. Now back out to Sam Bolt. Sam working the ball, guarded by Jacob Jordan. Back to the top, and now around the side they go to the left side with it. Garrett Heyer. Heyer looking back out top to Garacki. Garacki down the lane, left side, lost the ball. Trying to dribble in there. Bauman was guarding him, and the ball will go out of bounds. And off the bench for the Irish, here comes Joe Simon into the ball game. 6'3" freshman enters the contest for Sacred Heart. Had 10 points here in the semifinals the other night. knocked the goal. Excuse me, that will be Simon from the top for three. Berries has stepped in, and Berries a long one. And Joe Simon with a triple. Puts it up and in for Sacred Heart. Looking for Joe Simon. That's his first three-point bucket of the year. He's now 1-for-3 on the season. And here's a takeaway by Jordan, and he couldn't hold on to it right on the sideline. Ball goes off his hand, out of bounds. Sacred Heart up 13-5 now here in quarter number one. 3:28 to go in the period. In the backcourt with the basketball now, Sam Bolt working up the front. Off the right sideline now, right in front of the Irish bench. As he'll lob it across, we've got a holding foul on the inside against the Jets, called against Garrett Heyer. His first, team foul number three. They're trying to set up some sort of an alley-oop. Now, Figner comes out. In for the Irish comes Evan Keithley, a six-foot sophomore. So Jacob Jordan will bring the ball up the floor, walking it up. Stops between the circles, off to Keithley. He's had the hot hand here the last couple of games. Off the bench for the Irish from long range. Jordan over to Keithley. Now left side pressure on the elbow. Dribbles in, top of the key to Keithley. Moving left, now back to Freshel. Jake moving left, back out right side to Jordan, to Simon. Simon looking at it, now Freshel will take the three from the left wing on the rim, no. Knocked, will have the rebound, had it knocked away, able to stay with it and dribble it down and gets the ball away now to Freshel. Freshel inside to Simon, up and good. Freshman is going strong in there. 15-5, City Hart by 5. Simon has 5 points to lead the Irish. 2:15 to go first quarter. Cross court it goes now to McCullough. He'll hand it back to Bolt. Sam drive, pulls up, one-hander, no. Rebound brought down by Evan Keithley. Keithley will push it on the left side of the floor. Stutter step, stops, back out to Freshel. Over to Jacob Jordan, starts in, back to Freshel. Between the circles, back to Jordan, right side, lobbing into Simon, catches, shoots it, scores it. 7 for Joe Simon. In fact, he scored 7 in a row now, and the Irish are up 17-5. To the front court we go. Joe Simon coming into the ball game, averaging on the year. Where is it here? Joe averaging 2.7 points a game. Here's a three ball from the top, good by McCullough. Parsons got his second long one. It's 17-8. At the other end, Keithley for three. No rebound. Freshel tipped it. Richardson grabs it. He'll hold up, wait for help, and get the ball off to Bull. 1:15 to go in the period. Up the floor now. Bull calling out a play. Off the left side with it to Heyer. Heyer back to Bull against the Irish man-to-man defense. McAuliffe with it at the free throw circle. Back over to Richardson. Down on the left side now. To Garacki. Garacki in the middle of the pole, guarded by Jordan, whips the ball out to the left sideline and a dribble drive and a foul on Keithley. Driving behind the bucket and moving in for a shot was Garrett Heyer. And as he elevated, Keithley got him across the arm and it's two free throws for Garrett Heyer. Free throw is coming. Evan Keithley with the first foul of the ball game on Sacred Heart. Free throw up and good. Our first free throw of the night. Knocked the goal, and Sam Dunn will enter the game. Knocked the goal out. Sam Dunn and Figner into the ball game. Freshel and Knocked will sit down now. 52 seconds to go in the quarter. Free throw for Garrett Heyer on the way up, and got it again. Hit them both. And it's 17-10. Jordan up the right side for the Irish. In the middle to Figner, top of the key. Thought about it, didn't. Posting up is Simon, guarded by Richardson. Simon double-teamed quickly. Back out to Keithley, looking to get the ball inside to the freshman. And now down the lane, up off the glass and off the rim for Fisher. No good. And a rebounding foul on the Irish. That'll be on Joe Simon, his first of the ball game. Team foul number two. Simon sits down with 7 quick points for Sacred Heart. Bauman back in there. And with 33 seconds, it's Sterling basketball. Say Hart, full court pressure in the backcourt. Into Polt. Polt looking over to Coach Sadoff for a play call. Still in the backcourt, now gets it across with 25 seconds to go. In the midcourt circle. Coming up, moves left. dishes the ball underneath for McAuliffe, and they say it's off Fichtner with 16 seconds to go in the period. Inbounding will be higher from the baseline. He'll lob it in, Bolt with the catch, and he throws it off the backboard and drops it in for two. Lead down to five now. Here's Fichtner at the front. Back out to Jordan, seven on the clock. Jordan drives down, pulls up. Now out to Keithley for three. Too strong. Rebound to Bolt, and that will end the first quarter. Xavier Arc 17 and the Sterling just 10. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family. Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, we're ready to go in the second quarter here at the Rowe Activity Center. Say our leading Sterling, our boys sub-district finals, 17-12. The Irish had a 12-point lead in that first quarter. Sterling cuts it down to five here at the end of the period. Fichtner, left side with the basketball. Back over right side now to Frenchel. Frenchel has the basketball, drilling around now over to Jordan. Allen posting up and backing in. He hooked Richardson. Got his right arm around Richardson back, and that'll be first foul on Kyle Bowman, team foul number three on the Irish. So here come the Jets with the basketball to the front court. And now Fichtner went for the steal, came up empty. Give the ball to high post to McCoss. Looking, hands it back to Bolt for three. It's up. It's on the rim. No, and the rebound off. Oh, my. I thought it went off Fichtner, but the referee sent down there underneath said it goes off Sterling, and not much of an argument from the Jets, so it's Irish basketball. All right, Jordan will walk the ball up the floor. Now he'll pick up the pace, and right down the lane he goes over the front and missed it. Rebound, Richardson had it. Bowman knocked it away, but it ends up in the hands of Sam Bolt for Sterling. To the front court. Sterling walks it across the midcourt stripe. Over to the left, Sam Bolt with the basketball. Pulls up, leaves the ball down low for Garacki. Back to Bolt. Over to Richardson on the right side now with the basketball to Heyer. Heyer with it to Richardson. He'll dribble across, guarded by Freshel, and now give the ball up around the perimeter down to Garacki. Garacki, left side elbow, back to the top. Coming to the right side to the basketball. Lob it across the floor to the corner, and a push shot up, no good by Heyer. Rebound again by Bowman ahead to Freshel. Freshel into the paint, lost the handle on the basketball, and oh, that's why he got fouled. All right, the official says the foul will go on Garrett Heyer, his second, team foul number four. Jordan will trigger from the baseline for the Irish on the right side of the floor, looking back in. Brings it into Nockville, out to Bowman, drop the ball, gives it to Jordan. Now he dropped it. And now he'll give it fresh. We'll see if Jake can hang on to it here for the Irish. Off to Nockville. Man-to-man defense by the Jets. Nockville out to Freshel, left side, moving to the middle. And now Fichtner for three. It's off the mark, no good. And a rebound is grabbed up here by Bolt. Sam Bolt coming up the floor. His team down five. They played 2 minutes, no scoring here in the first and the second quarter. Now a throw across the lane. McAuliffe makes the catch in traffic, throws it up, no good. Garacki the rebound, his pass stolen, ends up in the hands of Bowman after it's tipped away by Fichtner. Now it's Freshel to Fichtner over to the left side. Bowman in the corner to Jordan. back to Kyle Bowden, now back to the top. Figner with it. 5.5 to play. Bowden on the elbow on the left side, looking into the paint. Pressure fakes, moves down, floats it. It crawls. It crawls to the right side. It crawls to the back, and it falls in the hole. Two more for Jay Freshel. It's 19-12. The Irish with the lead. Took a while to get that first two. Timeout. Jets, 5:16 to go in first half. We're back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 16 seconds ago in the first half. Sayard leading 19-12 over the Sterling Jets. Sub-district final, Class B2 here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. The top seeds in each sub-district were given the opportunity to host the sub-districts this year. And what happened? Second buzzer. All right, now we're ready. Struggle inbounded again. No harm done. Bull up the front through the circle, coming off the right side of the basketball now. Inside he goes and down the lane. Oh, couldn't make the layup. McCullough didn't get it. McGracky with the follow. McGracky with his first points of the ball game. Bowman on the left side of the circle, down to Figner. Figner looking, trying to get it into Noctigal. And now back out top. Now Noctigal, right side from Freshel to the top to Bowman. Left side, Freshel. Fakes, moves up, one-hand push shot, no good. Rebound right off the noggin of the referee, out of bounds. Hits our old buddy right in the side of the head. Still survive. 19-14. John Hodges looks like he's okay walking up the floor. 4:30 to go here in the first half. 19-14, Sagan Hart, the lead, 5. Richardson back out to the top to Hire. Hire gives it off, gets it right back. Down, out top, Richardson again. Andrew back into the middle with the basketball pull. He'll pass the ball to Garacki. Garacki looking back to Bolt. Bolt moving, Joe Simon in for the Irish, and a moving pick set by Cody. No, it's on McCullough. 24, not 23, excuse me. Carson picks up his second foul, team foul number 5. All right, up the floor. Here comes Jordan. Over it goes. Now Freshel spins on the right side. Into the middle. Figner to Bowman. Down low to Freshel. Underneath the hoop, jumps out. And a reverse layup is good. 21-14, the Irish by 7. They led by 12 in the first quarter. To the front, Richardson with it, 3:35 to go in the half. Inside, stolen away by Simon. Simon waits, gives it to Bauman. Now over it goes to Freshel on the right side. He'll bring it up, move to the free throw circle, and he's going to fire the shot off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Carson McCullough. McCullough gives the ball to Bull. Sam with 4 points or not here to steal by Freshel. Freshel being chased. He'll get the layup at the other end. Freshel with 3 quick hoops here in the second quarter has 8 points and the lead back up to 9 now for the Irish. Out on the other side, to the right side, the ball goes. With it is Garrett Hire. Hire to the left side. Moving with the basketball. Driving across, offensive foul. Freshel got set under just inside the block on the left side. Bolt came flying in there, jumped in the air, made the pass, but ran over Freshel. But Jacob Jordan will come out. Bolt with the foul. Sam done the ball game for Sacred Heart. He'll move to the point. Right side, Freshel. pressure holds, looks, found it inside the free throw line, now out to Dunn, three-pointer, no. Rebound, Garacki, hold, don't currently turn around, waited for Richardson. He'd went up the floor, they might have had a numbers advantage there. All right, now just across midcourt, Sam Bull with the ball, left side to Hire. Hire back the other way. I don't think, has Sterling subbed yet in this ballgame? I don't think they have. With the basketball, they go cross court now. McCollum dribbling in on Simon, spins away from him, shoots on the rim, no. Rebound got away from Figner. It's caught, it's put up and in by Cody Garacki. His second hoop, it's 23-16. Figner, back behind the three-point line, now down to Dunn from 15, right side, in out, no good. And a rebound and a follow layup by Jay Preschel, even double figures with 10. Minute 35 to go in the half, and the Irish are up by 9 again. Off the left side to the basketball now, Garrett Hire to McAuliffe on the right side, moving in, shoots over Simon, too strong. And Figner and Preschel got tangled up on the rebound. The ball goes off one or both of them. Figner out, back in, will be Brogan Nocturne for the Irish. Nocturne had 19 in limited playing time here Tuesday night because the Irish are so far ahead. It's about past it, and Bull able to lay it off the glass for two more. 25-18. To the top, Nocturne, three ball. There he is. He's got five in the bottom. He's shooting better than 41% from behind the arc. The lead is 10 again for Saban Hart. 1 minute to go in quarter number two. Richardson on the right side. Moving left around the screen. Gets the doll down to McCall. Back and in on Simon. Simon blocks the turnaround shot. Gets it away to Dunn. Ahead up the floor. Knockfield cross court to Preschel. Batted away out of bounds by Bolt. Nice recovery by the Jets and Bolt there. And the Irish ran a pretty nice break. Dunn and Simon out into the game. Once again, it will be Bauman and Keithley. They're not going to guard none. If they break on guard Keithley, he's going to have an easy three-point shot. Bring it in to Bauman. Now to Jordan. 42 seconds to go in the half. Doug Gultz might play for one here or take one really good layup for somebody who gets it. Nocturne for three. Off the back iron. No. Rebound to Preschel. Moving in. Passes underneath. Intended for Keithley. And the ball goes over the other way to the Jets. Richardson with 23 seconds to go. Now to Bull. The Jets are down by 10. They need a bucket here before the half ends. Bull still dribbling. Now off to Richardson. Left side with 10 on the clock. He'll move to the right. Now off to Bull for three. It's off the mark. Up. No good. Follow up. Blocked by Fallon. And we've got a foul called on the follow up. Fallon blocked that first shot. It came down to the Jets, and then a foul called on Jacob Jordan. And that'll be his first. And was that a shooting foul? Yes, it was. So Cody Garacki goes the line to shoot two here with a 1.5 second showing on the clock here. So Cody Garacki at the line. First one up and good. The good news is the Jets are three at the free throw line. City Hart has not taken a free throw yet here in quarter number for first half. Free throw up, off the mark, no good. Rebound to pitch up. Fallon, he fires the ball into the floor, no good. After one half of play, it's Saban Hart 28 and the Sterling Jets 19. 28-19 at halftime, the Irish with the lead. We're back in one, maybe 2 minutes on KTNC.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experienced unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef,
They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention? So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2819, the Irish League, the Sterling Jets, and our boys D2 sub-district final here tonight at Sagard High School, the Rural Activity Center. Our score and recap of the first half brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Western Witt in Falls City. In the first half, the Irish had a lead of 12 points in the first quarter, but struggling able to knock it down to 7 before the quarter ended. They eventually got it down to 5. Sagard now back up by 9. In the first half for Sterling, they are led by Carson McAuliffe. He has a pair of three-pointers for 6 points. Sam Bolt has 6, 5 for Cody Garacki, and a couple on free throws for Garrett Heyer. The Jets are 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Garrett Heyer and Carson McAuliffe with 2 fouls each in the first half. For the Irish, leading the way, Jake Freshel, 10 points in the first half. He had 8 of those in the second quarter. 7 off the bench in the first quarter for Joe Simon. I think he scored all 7 of those in a row for the Irish, if I remember correctly. Brogan Knoxville has 5. Jack Figner has 4. 2 for Kyle Bauman for the Irish. Sage Hart has not been to the free throw line yet in the ball game this evening and lead it by a score of 28-19. Our score recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, Contact and Honor, Weston Witt in Fall City. In the other game we have here tonight on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3, Class C1 sub-district finals, it was Auburn over Fairbury, 47-36, to advance to the district finals. And we'll talk more about that as the games progress here tonight. 28-19, the Irish lead at halftime over Sterling. The boys game back in. We'll take a break for 2 minutes from our sponsors. Check the weather. We'll be back in just a few minutes for second half action on PTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Farmer City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmer City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmer City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Pozesinski. Partly cloudy skies for the evening hours with temperatures falling into the upper 30s. We'll have clear skies throughout the overnight period tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny throughout the day on Friday, but we could see a few isolated rain showers possible later on in the afternoon with a high near 50 degrees. South winds blow 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. Clear conditions will continue into your Friday night with a low of 28 degrees. Mostly sunny on Saturday to begin the weekend and a high of 57. South winds will stay breezy with gusts as high as 20 expected. Scattered clouds for your Saturday night with a few isolated rain showers possible once again during the overnight period and a low around 30 degrees. Mostly sunny on Sunday with high temperatures in the mid-40s, staying clear into your Sunday night and a low around 25. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 39.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
28-19, St. Hart with the lead here at halftime in the Class D2 Sub-District 1 tournament. Over in Missouri, Class 1, District 16, final night, the Mount City Panther boys advance with a 53-40 win over Platte Valley tonight. Mount City advances to the sectional next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock against Stanbury. Mount City 26-1, Stanbury 17-7. That game next Tuesday night at Mount City. All right, we are ready. The Jets have the basketball. They will go right to left as we look at it here toward the west hoop in the second half tonight. It will be inbounded by Andrew Richardson in the backcourt. Sam Bolt for the Irish, or excuse me, for the Jets. The Irish on defense playing man-to-man with it. Right side. Richardson goes for the lob to Bolt. Makes the catch down the left side of the lane and the alley oop and throws it off the glass for two. It's a 7-point lead for Sacred Heart. Figner to Jordan right wing for three, up and down. First 3 points of the night for Jacob Jordan, and the Irish are now up 10 again. To the front court with the basketball pull. Looks off to Richardson. He's way out on the right sideline. Now Bolt moves up, shoots, and it's up. No good, but a whistle and a foul. Noctegal with the foul. And Bergen picks up his first foul of the ball game, first foul of the half. And Sam Bolt to the line. He'll have a pair of free throws coming up. First free throws of the night for Bolt. Free throw up, short, no good. Bolt ready. Again, second one coming. On the way, and he got her. One out of two. Jacob Jordan up front for the Irish. Off the top. Figner. Now down to Noctegal. On the left side, dribbles back to Figner. Looking right side wing. Jordan for three. Same spot, same result. Back-to-back triples for Jacob Jordan. And the Irish are up now 34-22. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Down to the left side, Garacki with it. Cody throws it across the defense. McCall is down the way. Oh, we got two defenders in the air. Let them both go flying by. And he cuts and in for two more. He's got eight in the ball game. Back the other way. Figner out to Bauman. Bauman left side, making the right side now to Jordan. Jacob Drillin over the left side to Figner. See if he sneaks back down here to his favorite spot. Moving out. Now Bauman right side with it. Jordan holding it back to the top. Bauman beyond the three-point line. He's just waiting. Nobody's guarding that close. There's no count. Now to Jordan. He'll go in the middle of Figner. Now to Bauman. Baseline jumper from 12 feet. Up and good. Out of the second hoop. And a timeout called by the Jets. We're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6 minutes up on the clock to go in the third quarter. The Irish up by 12, 36 to 24. So now, Bolt up the front on the left side with the basketball now. Over to McCall, his shot blocked by Joe Simon, who checked in during the Irish timeout. Bauman ahead, it goes, and now Freshel into the paint, leaves it back out, and Jordan for three. No, rebound. Oh, Simon missed time to jump that time. He got up there, but the ball kind of hung up on him. And now up to McAuliffe on the baseline, long up the court pass, goes up, blocked by Simon. It comes down to Figner. Figner push all the way in, left side blocked by Bolt. And they're going to call a foul or a block. They're going to call a foul. The first free throw of the night for the Irish is on Sam Bolt, his second foul. First foul of the half, and it's going to be Figner to the free throw line for Sacred Heart. And Figner ready. Free throw up and off the mark, no good. Rob Roganockel back in now for Bauman for the Irish. And Figner ready again. Free throw on the way up and good. And that makes it a 13-point advantage for Sacred Heart. Bolt walking the ball up the floor with 5:15 to go. Moving to the left side with it. Now over to the right side. Richardson for three on the back iron. No good. McCullough runs down the rebound. Passes inside the corner to Garacki. And a reach-in foul on the Irish, trying to get the bounce pass away. Foul will be on Joe Simon, his second foul. Team foul number two. Inbounding, Garrett Heyer looks out to Richardson, tipped by Freshel. It went off his hand, it went off Richardson's hand, and the Irish will get the basketball at midcourt. Figner into Jordan. The Irish up by 13 at the five-minute mark. To the front court comes Sagan Hart. Jordan picks up his dribble, not assignment. Over to Figner. Figner fakes right, goes left, back, and in. Needs help. Got the ball down low. And now he'll get it off to Simon, away to Jordan, down the lane, up, down, and a foul, a three-point opportunity for the Irish junior. Jordan now at 8, all here in the quarter. He'll be looking for number 9. The foul is on Carson McAuliffe, his third. Team foul number 2 of the half. Jordan at the line has 8 points. They're set all here in quarter number 3. It's on the way up, and it's good. And now the Irish are up by 16. That is their biggest lead of the ball game. Sam Bolt to the front court off the right side. He goes with it to Heyer. Heyer drives in. Up and goes Simon up for another block. It stays in the court. Picked up by Jordan. And Jacob Jordan is going to be fouled by Sam Bolt. Kind of ran into him. And that'll be Sam's third foul. Team foul number 3.5 on the Jets. So now it's Jordan up the left side, walking the ball up. High post is Knockfield, down low is Simon. Figner in the right corner. Jordan, double, gets away to Figner, baseline, and now a three-pointer from the wing. No good, rebound fresh, will drive it into the paint. Throws it up, and it goes again. Freshel having a big night, leading the way with a dozen for the Irish now. So you aren't up by 18 points. Point down the other way, Bolt on the right side, gets the ball off to Garacki. He was probably fouled by Brogan Knockville, but the referee was screened away at that time. I think the Jet fans had a complaint that time. Richardson hands it to Bolt for 3 from the top, it's up and down. And Bolt in double figures with dozen. Full timeout called by the Jets. They're down 42-27. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:29 left here in quarter number 3. This boys' sub-district final at Sagan Hart tonight. Irish girls on the road tomorrow night at Odell. We'll have that game tipping off at 7 o'clock at Odell as they take on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders tomorrow night. On Sunday 101.3 tomorrow night, the Auburn girls will take on the Sydney girls out at Kearney High School. That's on Sunday 101.3 tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Auburn boys won tonight. They'll be in district finals either Saturday or Monday, probably. And now up the floor comes Jacob Jordan, walking the ball forward for the Irish. Moving over to the free throw circle, around, and gives the ball up to inside now. Knockfield from Figner, back to Figner. Elevates from 10 feet, and a switch. Figner with 7 in the ball game now, and it's 44-27. Shea Hart, Bolt to the front with the basketball. Right side, McAuliffe. He moves into the free throw circle, now out to Bolt for 3, left side, off the front edge, no good. Rebound, Freshel had it, and he was fouled by 24 by McAuliffe. Person picks up his fourth foul. Again, I do not believe that Sterling is subbed yet in this ballgame. You got 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Figner for the other. Here comes the first sub. Lob into Knockville underneath the basket. Where couldn't do anything with it. Back out to Jordan. 3 ball in and out. Won't go. Rebound. Figner. And the putback is good for the Irish senior. The lead is now 19 for Sacred Heart. 46-27. Ready to come in for the Jets is Alex Leonard. 85-9 sophomore. Out to Richardson. And a foul. No foul. Russell ran into Richardson. He ended up on the floor. Russell across to Jordan and back across the lane to Figner for the layup. An assist for Jordan, a bucket for Figner, and the Irish are up by 21. To the front with the basketball now. It's going to be Garacki, minute 51 to play. Off to Richardson, faking left, puts out the fend-off Freshel. And now Garacki back to Bold. Iso on the left side, underneath, nice pass. Going up for the shot was Garrett Heyer, and he got blocked but fouled by Sayart. Figner picks up his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number 3.5 on Sager Hart. So the free throw cut here for Garrett. 5'9 junior. 2 for 2 at the line tonight so far. He gets ready. He fires. It's short off the front edge. Sam Dunn in for the Irish. He'll come in for Figner. McCall comes out with 4 fouls, replaced by Alex Leonard. Oh, here we go. Second free throw coming for Garrett Heyer. It's on the way up and rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Simon. Simon to Jordan. Jacob Jordan left side. Stutter step. Off it goes to Keithley to check in. Now it's fresh underneath to Simon. Off the glass. A terrific little assist there by Freshel. And Simon has got 9. He had 10 here Tuesday night off the bench for the Irish. Freshman becoming kind of an important cog in this machine for the Irish here late in the season. Say Hart up now 23. Here's Richardson. Three ball. Left side of the circle. Up and good. Andrew's first 3 of the night. Irish up by 20 now. And now Freshel out to Jordan. 50 seconds to go. Third quarter. Jordan drilling toward the referee who backs out of the way. Jacob from the right to the left now picks up down to Keithley. Thought about it, then didn't take it with 38 seconds to go. Now back to Jacob Jordan. Back over to Keithley. Left side, inside to Simon. Joe back and in, into the lane. Nice, up and under. Off the back, no, got his own rebound. Up and in. Wow. A couple of nice moves there by the freshman. That is 52-30, Sacred Heart, 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the front, Bolt to Richardson, right side, off to Garacki, back out to Bolt. Sand holds it against the man-to-man, moving right, 5 on the clock, trying to get open. Jordan with him, he drives in between 2 defenders, and a blocking foul. That might be on Keithley. Nope, going to be on Jordan. Jacobs second. Even at 4 apiece now, here comes Sam Dunn in for Jacob Jordan for the Irish. And it's a blocking foul, so no free throws. It's Garrett Heyer inbound. They'll look in, and they get it to Richardson. Turns up, no good. Rebound and a foul, no. And a late foul. Finally, the clock started. I do not believe the clock started. But now the referee's going to talk over because that started with 1.5, yeah. No foul, no basket. Clock didn't get started. So 52-30 after 3, Sacred Heart with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We have 1/4 to go here at Sadie Hartnett. The Irish leading, the Sterling Jets 52-30 in the sub-district final. It's off the right side. Evan Keeley bounces into Knockville. Double team now dribbles, backs in, and a little jump hook is up and good. 7 for Knockville. And the Irish are up by 24. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court on the right side, Garrett Heyer with it. Heyer lobs it in across the bolt, makes the catch, fires it up. No, rebound to Sam Dunn. In the ball game for the Jets now is Wyatt Rathy, a 5'10 freshman. Here's a three ball for Knoxville. Left side, no. Rebound to Richardson. So Wyatt Rathy in the ball game now. Down low to Garacki, and it's blocked by Knoxville. Taken down by Keithley for the Irish here. Keithley all the way to the baseline at the other end. Back to Figner. To Dunn. Dunn will dribble off the right side. Keithley wide open. Triple for the lefty. Short, no good. And he runs into the back of the Jet player on the rebound tip. Garrett Heyer got the rebound. Keithley picks up his second foul of the ball game. Team foul number 5. Now off the floor, nearly taken away by from Heyer. Irish Dunn snuck up behind him there. Now Sam Bolt, left side, guarded by the sophomore into Richardson. He does a head and shoulder fake, then he leads, shoots it, and misses. Fallon with the rebound. Fallon was guarding him. Dunn has been a lot of contact in this ball game. Not letting him play. I'll give him that until I said that. Now, an offensive foul, setting the pick, a moving pick, on Knoxville, his second. Team foul number 6. Minute and a half gone by here. Fourth quarter, the Irish up 54-30. To the front court, Sam Bolt with it. Free throw circle to Richardson. Back to Bolt. Left side, back out to Richardson. Three-pointer won't go. And the ball comes off the rim and goes out of bounds on the baseline. Cigar ball. Dunn will bring it up for the Irish. Sam walks through the midcourt circle off the left side to Figner. Into the paint, dumps it down low to Knoxville on the left side. There's that same little jump hook. No. Fallon, another weak side rebound and a putback. He's got 6. I've got Kyle Ballin with 8 rebounds in the ball game for the Irish tonight. Off the floor we go the other way with it. Now lob the ball down low. Garacki turned, blocked by Knoxville. Brought down by Keithley to Dunn on the right side. Pushes up, leaves it back to the top to Keithley. In the middle, Figner, free throw circle, jumper, good. 13 for Figner. He's got 9 here in the second half, and the lead is 28 for the Irish. Off the right side, it will be Bolt down to Garacki. Way out beyond the three-point line, back to Bolt, open, thought about it, didn't take it, dribbles down. Backing in on Dunn, spinner on the baseline, no, and a rebound for Keithley. Evan gets it out of there to Dunn up the floor, and he is being bodied all the way up the floor, no whistles. Fallon goes inside, Figner with a tough catch, off the glass, no, Knoxville got it. Back up, won't go, but he got fouled. So this is as physical a ball game as the Irish have been involved in for a while. Sam Bull picks up his 4th foul, team foul number 5. As far as the officials letting the players get after one another, they're letting them go here a little bit tonight. Free throw up and good for Knoxville. He's now got 8 in the ball game. Sagan has Freshel, Simon, and Figner in double figures. Bolton double figures for the Jets. Free throw up and good again for Knoxville. He's got 9. Jacob Jordan has 9 for the Irish. To the front court, Sterling Jets down by 30 now. Cross court, McCullough backing in. Follow his jumper up, no good. Rebound to Ballin again. Kyle Ballin with the rebound ahead. Figner to Keithley on the right side, back to Dunn. Dunn to Keithley, open for 3. Off the hole for Evan Keithley. His first 2 of the night, and the lead is 33 for the Irish. Bolts coming up the floor, and the Irish bringing more players back in the ball game here on the next break. With it, out top, McAuliffe fakes, drives down the lane, and knocks over the middle. The Irish are having a block party tonight. Not to go inside of each with at least three blocks in the ball game, if not more. Figner has some blocks. Fallon and Figner and Dunn lead the ball game. The two seniors may have seen their last action here at the Royal Activity Center. And on the inbound, the pass is too high. And do they tip it? It's going to be Sager, ball right back down there on the baseline. So it's Jordan and Knock will stay in. Jake Freshel and Joe Simon now back into the ballgame as Jordan. Jordan, Simon, and Freshel, Knockville and Keith, they stay in the ballgame. 3:50 to go. Inside to Simon, dribbled down, kicked it back out to Knockville. Now to Keithley, cross court to Jordan. Right side. Calling for help, so I'll shoot himself. Three ball up, no rebound grabbed up by Bolt. Bolt ahead, up the floor with it to Heyer, driving into the paint, leaves the ball into the block by Knockville. The shot is put up by Garacki. It goes out to Bolt for three, no rebound, Knockville. Knockville to Jordan, up the floor, left side of a good guard. He says, let me try another one. No, off the back, too strong. Rebound, Keithy chases it down and gets it to Jordan. Over to Freshel, inside to Simon, up, too strong, ends up on the floor, got the rebound, sitting on the floor under the basket, and the Irish, it goes backcourt, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Sacred Heart. Well, when you get knocked down on your shot, you end up on your backside, sitting on the floor under the basket, the ball drops to you on a rebound, it's pretty much your night. 3 minutes to go, the Irish up by 33. All right, to the left, Freshel with it, underneath the Keithley, batted away by Richardson, picked up by Heyer. Heyer up the floor, needs help, looks, gets the ball to Bolt. Sam with it, in the midcourt circle, front court coming up the floor. He is a 6'2 senior, lob it inside, stolen away by Simon. Joe Simon brings it up partway, gives it to Jordan. Jordan to Simon, three ball up and off the mark. No, Keithley with the rebound. Keithley's going to fire from 15 and he is going to hit the shot. Five for Evan Keithley. The Irish are up now by 35 points. To the front court we go. Timeout called by Sterling. 2:11 to go in the ballgame. We are back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
65-30, Sacred Heart with the lead. Sterling basketball at midcourt. Richardson inbounds backcourt to Bolt. Sacred Heart will put Jack Stice into the ballgame now. Also into James Freshel. And a pass in the middle, knocked loose. Saved by Dunn to Simon and out of Keithley. Keithley coming up the floor for Sacred Heart on the left side. Leaves it out top for Sam Dunn. Right side of the basketball to Jack Stice and back to Dunn. Sterling staying in their man-to-man defense. Simon going to fire another three. He's taking more tonight than he's taken all season. He made that first one. Last two, not to have been on the money. Up the floor we go the other way. Richardson with the basketball now out on the sideline. Through the defense over the top of McAuliffe on the left side. Dribbles down, spins, and he's going to make it over the top of Joe Simon. McAuliffe in double figures with 10 now. It's 65-32. Simon on the left side. Now inside to Keithley. Double team. The ball skips out of there. Back out to Jack for James Freshel. His shot won't go. And a rebound to Bolt with a minute to go. Gulf on the right side. The Gulf's got more players ready to check into the ball game here. If there's another break, Bull dribbles around, guarded by Dunn, heads to the basket, goes up, and a whistle and a foul. We'll put Bull to the line to shoot two here. Sacred Heart foul will go on Joe Simon, his third. Team foul number seven. Bolt at the line for two, has 12 points in the ball game tonight. Senior sets himself up and in and out, no good. So here comes Eric Shawal, a 6'6 junior. Zach Keefley, a 6'6 junior. And also checking in, Riley Nelson, a 5'11 sophomore for the Irish here. Here's the second free throw. It's up. It's good. And it's 65-33. Bull checks out for the final time. It is just past the ball career with 13 points tonight. 65-33, and it's Irish basketball. And bringing it up the floor now is going to be Jack Stice. Stice dribbles, cut off, double team. Gets it away now underneath, down to Nelson, goes up swift to the basketball, but ends up out of bounds. Carson McAuliffe with the knockaway. Alex Leonard back in for Sterling now. Checking out will be Andrew Richardson with 3 points in the ballgame tonight. Also checking out, Garrett Heyer now. As Wyatt Rathy checks back in. And the Irish get it into Keefley. That's Zach. And now back out to the top they go with the ball. James Freshel down to the corner for Stice for three. On the rim, no. Zach Keefley tipped it back out to Stice. And he'll put it up a little floater, and it's good. 18 seconds ago, the Irish with a commanding 67-33 lead. And now it's going to be Wyatt Rathy with it in the middle with the basketball. Leonard down the lane, up and good. Alex Leonard with 2 points. That's going to be the ball game. Your final 67-35. Sacred Heart with the win over the Sterling Jets tonight, 67-35. We'll come back and wrap this one up after this 1 minute break on KTNC.
You never stop pushing to do more, and new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either, from outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently, and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here at the Rolex Center where the final score on our boys' sub-district final tonight. Sacred Heart wins it 67-35. Our score and recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, Jay Gertage, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. In the scoring call tonight for the Jets, who finished the year 7 wins and 14 losses, it is Sam Bull leading the way with 13 points. Carson McAuliffe had 10. 5 points for Cody Garacki. Then it's 3 for Andrew Richardson, 2 for Alex Leonard, and 2 for Garrett Heyer for their total of 35. The Irish in the ball game are led by, let's see, balanced scoring, 13 for Jack Figner tonight. Jake Freshel had a dozen, 11 for Joe Simon tonight off the Irish bench, 9 for Jacob Jordan all in the third quarter. We have 9 more for Brogan Knockfield tonight, 6 for Kyle Ballin, 5 for Evan Keithley, and 2 for Jack Stice for the Irish total of 67. The Irish are now 16-7 on the season. They will advance to district play coming up, talking to Doug Gulf before the game in all likelihood That will be a Saturday affair somewhere. We'll let you know as soon as we can tomorrow. So the Irish advance the district final in C1. Night, the Auburn Bulldogs boys advance the C1 district final. So that will be, games will be covering up, covering here, coming up here in the next few days. Mountain City boys won night 53-40. 53-40 was the final there. Mountain City gets the win tonight and will advance to sectional play. And that's going to wrap it up tonight. Girls action tomorrow night on KTNC. Sacred Heart taking on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders tomorrow night at 7 o'clock out of Adele. We'll have that one for you here on KTNC. And the Auburn girls taking on Sydney tomorrow night at 6 o'clock out at Kearney High School. That will be on Sunny 101.3. Well, that will wrap it up from the Rural Activity Center for tonight's ballgame. For our studio engineer, Karen Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.